Not
Okay.
People used to buy flour in a
sack.
Okay, they didn't buy it in a sack, and they bought a larger amount. What else could their body be to make it stay dry?
I guess a paper sack.
Okay.
I don't know.
What else could you put, like you might store something, you might move something, like oil, like you might put gasoline in a great big old container, 50 gallon. What do you call those things?
That'd be a drum, wouldn't it?
Yeah, all right. What's another name for a drum?
Bell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, I've never heard this before. Let's see. What did molasses come in when you used to buy in fairly
large?
Okay. Well, how about lard? When you buy it,
it comes in buckets.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into something that has a narrow mouth on it?
Okay.
If somebody's going to try to make their horses or mules go faster when they're riding along, they might, when they're, you know, like back in the times of buggies, what would they use to make them go faster?
They use the whip.
Okay. If you bought food at the store, the grocer might put it in a sack. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Well, 100 pounds was packaged in a cloth sack.
I can imagine 100 pounds of sugar at one time.
It sure used to do it. 50 pounds in 100.
Uh-huh. What do you call that bag or sack of potatoes that potatoes are shipped in? Like, do you call anything different?
Is it cooked, not a cooked cooker?
Yeah, cooker. Okay. How about if it's the sack is filled with seed or food or something like that? Do you have any other names for what you call that kind of a sack?
Potatoes come in.
Potatoes or seed or food.
A little copper sack.
Okay. Like a farmer would get some. Thought you might think of a Vienna sack, didn't you?
Well, Vienna sack, same thing.
Yeah. What would you call it, amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground up?
50.
Okay. What about an amount of wood that you might carry?
4.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new plug. Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a
case.
And what nails come in? What do nails come in? Yeah, I just wondered, like a that big bell, but like a, not
like
real big.
A different size, some of them are big, some bigger.
I did, Papa has one, and he covered it, and made a steel rod and a picture. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood, in place?
I don't think so. Tin.
What do you call that?
Strips of tin.
Okay. And what about when people just, the children ever take those off and play with them? What do they call them then?
Well, they roll them for wheels, what I used to see.
Yeah, I just wanted to, and hit them, try to make them stand up, and hit them, make them stay up the longest. If you fill up a bottle, what would you put it in so the liquid wouldn't spill out?
Pan.
But like, if you're going to put something, if you don't have a top to go in the bottle, what could you put in the bottle that keeps it from spilling?
Well, you could put paper or cotton or something like that, a cork.
Okay. What would cork be made of?
It's made out of some kind of wood.
Okay. What's a little musical instrument that you put in your mouth and play with?
Play